Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Why the pony forever?
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi.
And this is from SI. The positive drug tests keep piling up for Bob Baffert's top horses, and so do the explanations for them.
He ingested scopolamine, which comes in the hay. I couldn't prevent that. And we resolved that. It was a bad headline. I had a groom that urinated. If he had COVID and he urinated in the stall, and the horse ate it. It was a cough's medicine. We resolved that.
Now, this is Tom in Gilbert's on The Score. Hello, Tom.
I just want to say that I've owned horses for 40 years. They're really fussy about what they eat, and they like to smell the hay before they... They're not going to eat something that somebody peed on. That's all I got to say.
Then in Arkansas, I had a lidocaine positive last year and one of my in the Arkansas Derby and another horse. And then we found out that we just resolved that because there was other horses that tested positive.
No, never happened. Totally fake. Never happened. And no.
I've never been a conspiracy theorist, but I'm starting to suspect it.
We don't know what you're talking about. That's all doctored, all that video. It's not real and it's fraudulent.
I think it was just a knee-jerk, cancel culture kind of reaction.
How is that living in a different world? What happened to consequences?
They violated my due process.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon.
We checked, make sure that nobody had any special creams.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we resolved that. We just resolved that. Can't help it. You know, if my edge is I have the best horse.
Only the horses.
Nah. I don't think so. Just wait till 11 when Terry Bors has at Bob Baffert. I think that's going to be a whole hell of a lot of fun because that was, man, the memes yesterday, the cancel culture coming for a horse, and the fact that the poor horse is got a drug problem and we need to be more sensitive and we're not treating the horse properly. Oh, my God. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It's Bernstein and Rahimi. Layla is off today, so it's just you and me. We are going to be talking baseball and life with Craig Calcaterra at 10. Brian Geltzeiler at Hoops Critic, Sirius XM and NBA. Give us an NBA reset as we look at the playoff picture. That's at 10:20, the midway thereafter at 10:40, the aforementioned Terry Bors at 11, Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus. We played you what his panel of experts said when the Bears traded up and drafted Justin Fields. They liked it, and they like him. They also like Tevin Jenkins as well. So we'll talk to him about that coming up at 11:20. 312-644-6767 is our number. We call that the Score Listener Line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, you can. Send that to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can text us in the text zone. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Also, if you haven't yet, I don't know why you haven't, download the Odyssey app. That will help you stream the score on your mobile devices. You can also interact on Facebook, but what we love is the Twitch stream. You can find that at twitch.tv/Chicago670 the score. Hello. Hello, Twitchy Twitchers. There is a fast and odd and desultory chat that goes on that's moderated by Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gerch. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Jordan Malley is on the board handling all the sound. And the with no games really to speak of yesterday that we were paying close attention to, I was mindful of football and just what it's like right now. With every headline, with every day, and every time you see something about, you know, Bears rookie mini camp or Bears getting doing this, the overall, the general feeling of being a Bears fan right now, I guess the bottom line is enjoy this while you can. Enjoy this while you can, because it doesn't feel awful to be a Bears fan, I realized. I just sort of noticed that this is okay right now. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know if they're going to screw around and give us a bunch of Andy Dalton for no particular reason just because they think it's safer. But it's, with every headline that comes out from Green Bay, with everything you read and everything you see, just kind of settle in and while you can enjoy this, do so. And I, for every speculation, because the Aaron Rodgers story that started on draft day has been really strange, because everything around Aaron Rodgers is really strange, because he's really strange and he makes things weird. And that is not that no matter what gets walked back, or with Adam Schefter saying, well, I reported it then because that was a compilation of information, however he phrased it, and it wasn't directly sourced, and they're like, well, why did you do it that day, and that's when I felt that it was newsworthy, etc. If Aaron Rodgers wanted to end all of this, he could. That's what I keep getting back to. All the smoke and all the talk and all of everybody else weighing in on it. Well, I think this and I think that, and I talked to him and I don't think he's coming back, and everybody close to him and in and around him. If he wanted to simply say, none of this is true, or it's everything we felt, we talked it over and it's all fine. I don't think, judged by anything the Packers themselves have done, any level of that organization, whether it's Mark Murphy or Brian Gutekunst or Matt LaFleur, they don't know what to say or how to say it. So they just keep saying stuff. They clearly are not talking to Aaron Rodgers. It's all about him. It is exactly how he wants it right now. And all he has to do to end any of this is just say, ah, please, this is all ridiculous. Everything's fine. I look forward to coming to camp. I look forward to winning a Super Bowl. I got no problem with Jordan Love when his time will come, and I know how these things go, and I know the circle of life for quarterbacks. He doesn't want to do that. The fact that he hasn't done that means this is real. Unless he's just trolling, unless he's just playing games with everyone to assuage his ego because he wants to be front and center, or he just gets some perverse pleasure out of pulling the marionette strings or keeping other people on tenterhooks or causing people to lose sleep. Unless he's, and I don't know what kind of sociopath would want to do that. And I know there are some people out there who are like that, who just want to manipulate. And if Aaron Rodgers entertains himself by manipulating other people and playing with the feelings of the fan base, then okay. But that would be kind of a strange pathology if that's sort of how you're wired to do something like that. But it sounds to me like the easiest answer is that he's legitimately unhappy and his easily bruised ego is an issue, and he actually does want to be elsewhere. And until we hear from him, we need to presume that that's the case. It's just, it's amazing to watch how the Packers are trying to say things and how they think some things will be perceived. Whether it's Brian Gutekunst talking about the development of Jordan Love and like dropping that little nugget, like, well, he's a ways away. And, why would you choose to say that? Are you hoping that that is picked up by certain antenna that interpret that as saying you admit that you need Aaron Rodgers more than you have cared to say in the past? It's all really kind of ridiculous. But as long as this is existing the way it is, Bears fans haven't had much to enjoy, but if you know that your rivals to the north are this nervous and this uncertain, and the Bears themselves saying, well, wait a second, we got some new time here with a quarterback on a rookie contract, and we'll talk with Sam Munson about it, but don't dismiss the significance of a quarterback on a rookie contract and what that does to flexibility elsewhere. The Bears, in a savvy way, Ryan Pace did find a way to kind of reset things a little bit in that regard. Bottom line, we don't get a lot of days to feel okay as Bears fans. There's always something wrong or something off or something that feels broken or headed in something other than the right direction. And we're not fooling ourselves here. We're not pretending. Things right now might be kind of okay in the world of the Bears. And it's okay to recognize that every once in a while. At least I'm alive. If I can allow myself to do it, you can allow yourself to do it with all these headlines. Oh, yeah, Tevin Jenkins. Oh, yeah, they're actually going to accelerate his timetable and trust him to play left tackle. Okay, all right. Justin Fields and rookie minicamp and getting him going. When we come back, more of the soap opera that Aaron Rodgers is orchestrating here. Now it's gotten to his favorite target, Davante Adams, as he's speculating on his future and how that ties into that of his quarterback. We'll get to what he said next. Bernstein and Rahimi, I'm solo with you today on The Score.
No, Ryan, I appreciate the question, but no, we're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Listen to every game here.
And Rizzo hits a ground ball, left field, base hit. The Cubs are going to win the ball game. Here comes Duffy to score. The Cubs have swept the Los Angeles Dodgers.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. An Odyssey station. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When you heard the Aaron Rodgers stuff, what was your first reaction? What was like the first minute you thought blank? What did you think?
Well, when I first got it, I was actually on the golf course trying to enjoy myself. A couple of brewskis out there, so it's a good day. And then I hear that, and it kind of sways it. Obviously, I don't really know what to think. I hadn't really spoke to him, so it wasn't the best news to receive while I'm out there trying to have a good time. But it scared me a little bit. But it was a lot of things that go into this. So I was like, let's just calm down. Let's see what's going on. We'll talk to him, and then ultimately try to figure out what's going on with this.
Bernstein and Rahimi, middays 9 a.m. to noon. On The Score.
That's Packers wide receiver Davante Adams on Fox Sports Radio with Colin Cowherd. And this is the Bernstein and Rahimi show. Layla is off for another couple days, so it's just going to be us hanging out on this sunny, if chilly, Tuesday in Chicago. Anytime now with the mild weather. Anytime. If we're standing outside at these late afternoon baseball games with our teeth chattering, just Bring on at least 65. That might be nice. But I was mentioning as a Bear fan, enjoy this while you can, because look, Packers fans have had all kinds of fun with the Bears' historical quarterback problems and have enjoyed the ride for the last 30 years of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. So when things are topsy turvy up to the north, it's okay for Bears fans to feel all right about their team and notice how difficult it is for the other one. Davante Adams mentioned that there is a communications issue, and it does appear that sides have to be taken here, and he knows which side he's on.
When Aaron complains about that, do you defend him on that? Do you see that sometimes?
I defend my guys on everything, man. I mean, this is we all know it's a pretty dense business. There's a lot that happens, a lot that goes on here. You know, just like any other job, you want to be happy, and you want guys, once you have gained that respect, you want to be treated with that type of respect. So there's certain things that, I can't speak on specifics, but there's certain things that he wants, and maybe the club wasn't so excited about living up to right away. And, that can affect a, a guy who's done so much for an organization. You know, he's put his body and his really laid his life on the line out there for that team, for his teammates and everything. So I've been behind him 100% throughout the whole thing. Obviously, I'm praying everything works out and that we get him back and, you know, we can continue to go out there and do stuff like what you see on the screen there, because it's a lot of fun doing that.
I wonder what he means specifically about things he wanted that the team didn't. I know that all we've heard of what the actual sort of data points are here with his dissatisfaction would be the drafting of Jordan Love. And then apparently he was miffed that after they brought in Jake Kumerow and he said nice things about him, that the team got rid of him. So I don't know how much of this is real and how much of this is Aaron Rodgers with his, I don't know, he's got a yellow pad, right, a manifesto and a list of requests that he says, this is what I want for the team. And they go by line item by line. I'm like, no. I don't know how formal any of this stuff is, or if just some of this is presumed. But Davante Adams is going to have his guy. And then it raises the next question that, if, in fact, he leaves, what does that do for the future of Adams as a Packer?
You have such an incredible working relationship with him. Would it affect your future in Green Bay?
Potentially. I mean, that's my guy. That's the only guy that I've had, you know, other than that 2017 season when he got hurt. It's the only guy that I played with. And, you know, we built up a special connection over the years that has made it, you know, put us both in really good positions in our career. You know, not that he needed me to come along for it because he was already in that spot, but we established a lot together. So it would change a lot, man. You know, doesn't mean potentially I'd be gone, but, you know, I'd definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here.
Okay. Extra thinking. It is. I mean, saying that is something to be heard by upper management as they try to figure out how they're going to talk about all this stuff and how they want it all to be consumed. It's the difference between, you know, implication and inference here. If all of their public statements are directed at one person hearing them in a certain way, it makes it all very weird. So the next question then, if Aaron Rodgers decides he's done as a Packer, how ready is Jordan Love?
If the worst thing happened and Aaron left, how far is Jordan from playing? Is he close?
I'd say, and here's, it's pretty tough. And like you just stated, not having any real action out there, it's tough for me to assess that fully. Based off what I've seen, he works really hard. He's really attentive. And, you know, he's like a sponge with Aaron in that room, just soaking up everything, all the knowledge, you know, different things. And with his mechanics, I know, you know, he's been working on to try to get better and better at. But it's tough because I haven't seen him play, haven't seen him get out there and do a preseason. So after this year, I think we'll be able to give a more accurate assessment of that. Seeing him going against a few other teams, maybe some cross, you know, how they do the training camp practices. Maybe we'll do some stuff like that potentially. So we'll see. You know, I definitely got faith in him that he can get it done. And, you know, whoever's out there, I showed it with, you know, 2017 with Brett Hundley. I'm going to get out there and be ready to ball regardless, you know, control what I can control. But like I said, Love is, he's been looking good from what I've seen, but that real live action is what will really let us know.
There's a lot of words to say. I don't know. Is he ready? I don't know. Nobody knows. They have absolutely no idea. He works hard, but they haven't seen him, you know, play against anybody. 312-644-6767. We have some baseball talk and some basketball talk coming up in the next hour. Terry Bors is going to join us at 11 with some horse racing thoughts. We'll get back to the Bears in the NFL with Sam Munson at 11:20. But talking football now, just sort of thinking okay things about the Bears. It's a weird place to be. Tom is in Lake Zurich, and he is on Bernstein and Rahimi on the Score. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dan. He wasn't exactly doing fist bumps and high fives over Jordan Love, was he, on his tone? to your point at the top, I think it's awesome. It's win-win either way. If he leaves, obviously, that's fantastic for us. But he's already one of the highest-paid quarterbacks. But if he stays and they restructure, he's going to be the highest-paid. And that just kills him even further on the salary cap and their ability to sign other people. I don't know, brother. I still believe that even if he stays, you know, he was a one injury. Jay Cutler, one injury first half in 2011, away from Jay Cutler having one more ring than him. So I'm thrilled either way.
Well, I think it's probably a stretch if we're fitting Jay Cutler for a ring, but like you say, if this is a contract ploy, and this it would be quite a grandiose, dramatic contract negotiation, if that's really all it is, and that remains possible, that this all this orchestration and it's just how manipulative it is. If it really is over a few million dollars on a contract extension, and they end up saying, all right, and then they get it done, and that sign is like, oh, okay, forget it. Nothing happened. We're good. Let's go play. It's still a positive outcome because you got a 37-year-old quarterback who now is eating up a much larger chunk of their cap, and they're in the opposite situation the Bears are in, looking at a little bit more upside and hope with a guy in a rookie deal. So it would just be so ridiculous if, in fact, that were the case. That rather than, I mean, and the choosing to do that, which is why it's like, who does that? Like, what kind of person would you have to be to want to do a negotiation like that and put everybody through that? All your teammates. Even if what you're saying is just like if Devontae Adams is really your guy and you're that close and you have this shoulder-to-shoulder axis, you want to ruin his day of golf like he just said? Like he's out there having a few cold ones and playing golf and he gets that news? Like, I don't know what you talk about him being a great teammate and a great leader. I always thought that a great teammate or a great leader would be professional about something like this, where you have your agent do what you pay your agent to do, and that is handle all this while you go on about your life. And rather than have to have your teammate hold it over your head and use them as shields and leverage, or Shields and Yarnell, the mime duo, you could use them as that, and they could pretend they're walking against the wind or trapped in a box, but that's neither here nor there. You could there's no reason to manipulate them in that way and have them fighting your battles and use them in some sort of anti-management proxy war. That's stressful, and it's incredibly tiresome. Like, if that's one of, you know, if that's your coworker doing that, it's like, you know, don't have me fighting your battles. I'm not here, you know, don't ruin my game of golf. Take care of your business. Come to work or don't. And if you don't, we'll get on with our lives. Adam Schefter, shortly after the loss to the Buccaneers, Adam Schefter was talking about the organization and their relationship and how they feel about Aaron Rodgers. This is from January 28th.
Rob Mosky is our Packers Nation reporter. He told me that normally after the season, Aaron Rodgers would meet with the coach and then he would go back to California. This week, he's sticking around so he can meet with the team president and meet with the general manager before he goes, sort of setting the stage for whatever would come next. So how do we expect this thing with Aaron Rodgers to go forward from here?
Well, he minimized it the next day. And I think really what Aaron Rodgers probably needs to do is hear from all these people, hear what they have to say, process what they have to say, and then decide what he wants to do. And again, he's saying he minimized it the next day with Pat McAfee. I think he walked it back some. There was obviously a question that he raised on Sunday, which led to us, I don't think, being out of line at all, raising the questions that we did on Monday about his future. And it still comes back to, ultimately, after he talks to all these people, figuring out what he wants to do. If he wants to go back to Green Bay, no issues. But if he doesn't, then he can create an issue. That's up to Aaron Rodgers. The ball is with him. And I think maybe that'll be influenced by what he hears. Now, I think people think, oh, yeah, well, everybody in Green Bay wants him back. Well, yeah, I think the coaching staff absolutely wants him back as long as he wants to be there. I'm not as convinced that everybody feels the same way about Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay as the coaches. And we'll see how those conversations play out this week.
So everyone leans forward in their chair as you say that.
Cryptic,
Damian Woody, that's, I mean.
Yep, cryptic indeed. And that's how Aaron Rodgers wants it to be. You know, Devontae Adams also was on the Peter King podcast recently, and he admitted he has no idea what Rodgers is doing here. He said, I'm just trying to be positive, just trying to keep my mind on it. I don't want to bring anything else into this universe. I just want to think good thoughts and kind of downplay it in my head and just hope that at some point it goes back to normal and we show up to camp and everybody's ready to rock. Well, that is that portrays a complete awareness and admission that things are very much not normal. You know, at what point is and it could absolutely happen, the Mike Florio scenario, and we'll talk to Mike about it at 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's this idea that Rodgers could just say, you know what, none of it means anything. I'm just going to come to camp and everything's fine. And everybody made it up and it was all fake news and nobody knew any of this. But it's just the right now, the entire Packers situation being at the mercy of a quarterback determined to make everyone else's life revolve around his. It's not a comfortable place to be. And these guys can say what they want about, you know, I'm with him and that's my guy and this is my teammate, but it's not fun. You can't enjoy it. At some point, you figure somebody with a relationship with this guy, and I don't know who has a healthy relationship with him anywhere in his life, because we know his family doesn't. We know that his romantic life has been sort of a performative public thing. I don't know who could just text him and say, dude, you know, quit being weird, handle your business, figure this out, do this professionally, because it doesn't speak well of a leader to drag everybody else through his own sort of vainglorious drama here, whatever he wants this to be. I would find it tiresome if I were a teammate after a while, and then just saying that it's only about him, this kind of solipsistic football existence. It's no fun. We'll have fun with Craig Calcaterra when we talk MLB, Cubs, Sox, and other things with the author of the indispensable Cup of Coffee newsletter, because he does write about plenty more than baseball there on Substack. He's going to join us next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.